The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up from the NFB.org, Blind Equality Achievement Month. Remember history. Advance equality. Celebrate accomplishments. Formerly known as Meet the Blind Month, the National Federation of the Blind celebrates the organized blind movement during October. Throughout the month, our members conduct a variety of outreach activities in their local communities. Many of these activities center on White Cane Awareness Day, which is October 15. Upcoming October events on accessibility and employment. Attend one of the following free events. Some may require registration. Share your experience and what you know on social media using the hashtag Blind Month. Tuesday, October 3rd was presidential release number 531 with Mark Riccobono. The presidential release is a monthly message from President Mark A. Riccobono that highlights the current activities of the National Federation of the Blind. It is shared with every chapter of the organization. Join us this October as President Riccobono reports live from Louisville, Kentucky. Please join us on Zoom at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The meeting ID doesn't matter because it's over. Closed captions and Spanish will be provided on the Zoom platform. And you may also access the closed captions transcript through OneCap app. Wednesday, October 18th, 2023, Where the Blind Work webinar, 8 to 9, 15 p.m. Eastern, via Zoom. Unemployment and underemployment persist as among the most stubborn factors affecting blind people's pursuit of cultural and economic equity in society. Join us to celebrate the work and accomplishments of blind and low-vision people with a panel discussion. Our panelists will be Jennifer Wenzel, Human Resources Generalist of Wisconsin, Chris Colcock, Certified Benefits Specialist and Entrepreneur in Washington, Rachel Kunz, Community Relations Liaison in Arizona. Register for Where the Blind Work to receive Zoom details at the hot link. Thursday, October 26, 2023, National Federation of the Blind Virtual Career Fair, 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern via Zoom. Join our fall virtual career fair to find your occupational passion, employees, or add talent to your team, employers. This event is free of charge for both employers and job seekers. Registration opened September 22, 2023. You must register by October 16, 2023. Career Fair Hotlink, Job Seeker Registration. Career Fair Hotlink, Employer Registration. For more information about the Career Fair, please contact Jennifer Wenzel, Employment Committee Chair at jenwen319@gmail.com, or Rachel Kuntz, Employer Liaison, at rkuntz@saavi.us. Tuesday, October 31, 2023, Accessibility Boutique on Job Search Websites. 2 to 3:30 p.m. Eastern via Zoom. Searching for jobs online is becoming increasingly popular. Join our Center of Excellence in Non-Visual Accessibility to evaluate job search websites at each stage of the process. Register for the October Accessibility Boutique. White Cane Awareness Day. The National Federation of the Blind celebrates White Cane Awareness Day every year on October 15. For blind people, the white cane is an essential tool that gives us the ability to achieve a full and independent life. It allows us to move freely and safely from place to place, whether it's at work, at school, or around our neighborhoods. White Cane Awareness Day Proclamation. Anyone can encourage their local government to issue a White Cane Awareness Day Proclamation. This is a great way to involve your local community and educate the public about the blind. Please print out either the White Cane Awareness Day Proclamation in HTML or the White Cane Awareness Day proclamation in Word, and share it with your local administration. Courtesy rules of blindness. Our sighted friends often ask for advice regarding what they should do or say when meeting a blind person. Blind people are ordinary people, so please don't be nervous around us. We are also highly capable people, so please don't grab our arms, our canes, or our guide dogs if we haven't asked you to do so. For more tips, read our courtesy rules of blindness at the hot link. Share your Federation Memory Minute. It's Blind Ag Quality Achievement Month. Using the hashtag Blind Month, share the positive impact that mentors within the Federation have had on your life and how opportunities to earning equal wages and other aspects of employment are valuable to you. Hot link for tips to make a video. 2023 activities across the country. NFB of Idaho is over. NFB of California is over. NFB of Connecticut is over. October 11, 2023, NFB of Idaho, Palouse, P-A-L-O-U-S-E, Empire Chapter. Book Club Discussion of The Power of Love, How Kenneth Jernigan Changed the World for the Blind. Time 7 p.m. Pacific. Please contact Joe Thompson at J-O-E-T at U-I-D-A-H-O. .edu for the Zoom link for this virtual event. This book features entries by many of our Idaho NFB members and was edited by Ramona Walhoff. The Idaho contributors have been invited to participate in this book club discussion. October 13, 2023, NFB of Arkansas, Central Arkansas Chapter. White Cane Awareness Day event, time 10 to 11:30 a.m., location Campus of World Services for the Blind, 2811 Fair Park Boulevard. Federationists Cindy Scott Weisman and Brent Philpott will be speaking during this event on topics such as history of the white cane and a perspective from a white cane user. October 14, 2023, NFB of California, San Joaquin County Chapter. NFB information table and meet the members of the San Joaquin County Chapter. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., location in front of Delta College, 5151 Pacific Avenue, Stockton, California, 95207, at the southwest corner of Pacific Ave and Yokutzav. Meet the blind, pick up some literature, have your name written in Braille, and take home a free keepsake Braille alphabet bookmark. White Cane Awareness Proclamation Ceremony, noon to 12:15 p.m. White Cane Awareness Walk, 12:15 to 1 p.m. Following the ceremony, join NFB members for a 1.5-mile walk from the table in front of Delta College to Mountain Mike's Pizza, 1000 West Robin Hood Drive, Stockton, California, 95207, in support of our 35% NFB fundraiser there, 9:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. October 14, 2023, NFB of South Carolina, Charleston Chapter. White Cane Awareness Day Walkathon, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Marion Square, 329 Meeting Street, Charleston, SC, 29403. We are accepting $2 donations per walk around the square or any donation that persons would like to donate. October 14, 2023, NFB of Texas. 2023 Houston Community White Cane Safety Day. October 14, 2023, NFB of Utah, Weber Davis Chapter. Blindness Equality Achievement Month Descriptive Movie Activity. October 16, 2023, NFB of Idaho, Statewide Blindness Awareness Day, multiple locations. Thursday, October 19, 2023, NFB of Texas. October 20, 2023, NFB of Maryland, National Harbor Chapter. October 21, 2023, NFB of California, San Joaquin County Chapter. October 28, 2023, NFB of Arkansas, Central Arkansas Chapter. Previous Meet the Blind Month activities at various hot links for the year of your choice follows. From CoolBlindTech.com, we have How to Protect Your Eyes with the Screen Distance Measuring Tool on iOS 17, posted September 18th. In today's digital age, our screens have become an integral part of our lives. But prolonged screen time can take a toll on our eyes, especially for children. Recognizing this, Apple introduced a new feature called Screen Distance in iOS 17 and iPadOS 17 to promote better eye health and reduce eye strain, particularly in children. This tool offers guidance on maintaining the recommended screen-to-eye distance, helping you and your family safeguard your vision. In this article, we'll guide you through enabling and using the screen distance feature on your iOS 17 device. What is screen distance? Screen distance is a feature designed by Apple to encourage healthy viewing habits. It is primarily aimed at children but can benefit users of all ages. The goal is simple: to reduce eye strain and minimize the risk of myopia by ensuring that the iPhone or iPad is held at an optimal distance from the eyes. How to enable screen distance? Follow these easy steps to activate the screen distance tool on your iOS 17 device. Number 1, open the Settings app. Begin by launching the Settings app on your iPhone or iPad. Number 2, access Screen Time. Scroll down and select Screen Time in the Settings menu. 3, navigate to Screen Distance. Under the Limit Usage section, you'll find Screen Distance. Select it to proceed. Number 4, read the information. An information screen will provide details about screen distance. Take a moment to familiarize yourself with the purpose and benefits of this feature. After reading, select Continue. 5, enable screen distance. Finally, toggle the screen distance switch to turn it on. You'll know it's activated when the switch is in the green on position. How screen distance works. Once screen distance is enabled, your iOS 17 device will monitor the proximity of the screen to your eyes. If the device is held too close, Apple's Shield feature will activate. This shield serves as a visual indicator, notifying you or your child that the screen needs to be positioned further away to maintain the recommended viewing distance of 12 inches, or about 30 centimeters. When you adjust the device to the suggested distance, the shield will display a continue button. This indicates that you can now comfortably resume your activities, knowing that your eyes are better protected from strain and potential long-term vision issues. Conclusion: Apple's introduction of the screen distance tool in iOS 17 demonstrates a commitment to user well-being, particularly when it comes to eye health. By following these simple steps, you can easily enable and utilize this feature to ensure that you and your family maintain a safe viewing distance from your screens. Remember, protecting your eyes today can contribute to better vision and overall eye health in the future. There are 3 recent and new posts from the Foundation Fighting Blindness on fightingblindness.org regarding 3 different variations of congenital blindness research advances. Posted September 26, age-related macular degeneration research advances. Nutritional supplement reduces risk of advanced AMD. The age-related eye disease study, AREDS, and landmark investigation conducted by the National Eye Institute, NEI, determined that antioxidant supplementation can slow the progression of AMD. The AREDS formulation is an over-the-counter antioxidant supplement recommended for people who are at risk of developing advanced forms of either dry or wet AMD. The formulation includes the antioxidants beta-carotene, vitamin E, and vitamin C, as well as the nutrients zinc and copper. The NEI recently completed a second AREDS study, AREDS 2, to evaluate the potential benefits of the antioxidants lutein and zeaxanthin and the omega-3 fatty acids docosahexaenic, DHA, and eicosapentaenoic acid, EPA. The results of AREDS 2 showed that DHA and EPA did not confer additional benefit in reducing AMD risk. The researchers from AREDS 2 did recommend that beta-carotene in the original formula can be replaced with lutein because beta-carotene can increase lung cancer risk in current and former smokers. For more information on the AREDS 2 study, visit www.areds2.org. Lucentis preserves vision in people with wet AMD. Developed by Genentech, Lucentis is effective in reducing the risk of losing vision from the abnormal blood vessel growth under the retina associated with wet AMD. The drug was FDA approved in 2006. A two-year study showed that 95% of people with wet AMD who received monthly injections of Lucentis experienced no significant loss in visual acuity. Genentech also reported moderate visual improvement in 24.8% of participants treated with a 0.3 milligram dose of Lucentis and 33.8% of participants treated with a 0.5 milligram dose. Genentech is reporting progress in the development of a device aimed at reducing the number of Lucentis injections required to inhibit wet AMD. The company is conducting a Phase 2 clinical trial for a sustained delivery device known as a port delivery system, PDS, showing positive results for safety and the diffusion of Lucentis to affected areas of the retina. Investigators believe that the PDS can provide 4 months of therapy before needing to be refilled. Avastin used off-label to treat wet AMD. A colorectal cancer drug called Avastin, a drug similar to Lucentis, has been used off-label by some ophthalmologists to treat wet AMD. The National Eye Institute conducted a clinical study of Avastin for the treatment of wet AMD to better determine the drug's long-term safety and effectiveness. In the study, Avastin was compared to Lucentis. The two-year study showed that the drugs were similar in safety and efficacy. Eylea preserves vision in wet AMD with fewer injections. Regeneron's wet AMD treatment, EYLEA, Eylea, blocks the development of unhealthy blood vessels that lead to vision loss. Regeneron reports that in clinical trials, Eylea treated wet AMD as effectively as Lucentis, but with fewer eye injections. Genentech, maker of Lucentis, recommends monthly injections of their treatment. Regeneron, maker of Eylea, reports that their therapy can be injected every 8 weeks after monthly dosing for the first 12 weeks of treatment. Eylea was approved by the FDA in November 2011. Beovu, B-E-O-V-U, reduces treatment burden for wet AMD patients. Beovu, a treatment for wet age-related macular degeneration, AMD, newly approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, often provides similar vision benefits to Eylea when administered every 3 months. Eylea is frequently administered every 2 months. Novartis, developer of the treatment, reports that 30% of patients receiving Beovu every 3 months in Phase 3 clinical trials gained at least 15 letters, 3 lines on an eye chart, at year 1. Patients in the trials also showed greater reduction in central subfield thickness, CST, than patients in the trials receiving Eylea. CST is an indicator of harmful fluid in the retinas of wet AMD patients. Genentech receives FDA approval for Vabysmo, V-A-B-Y-S-M-O, for treatment of wet AMD. Genentech, a global biotechnology company and member of the Roche Group, has received approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for Vabysmo, faricimab's SVOA, that's F-A-R-I-C-I-M-A-B-S-V-O-A, for the treatment of wet age-related macular degeneration, AMD, and diabetic macular edema, DME. The treatment is injected into the patient's vitreous, the soft gel in the middle of the eye, as infrequently as every 16 weeks at an eye doctor's office. Genentech's SUSVIMO, S-U-S-V-I-M-O, port delivery system for wet AMD receives FDA approval. Genentech's SUSVIMO, a permanent refillable implant the size of a rice grain, has received FDA approval to provide continual delivery of an anti-VEGF treatment to the retina. In a Phase 3 clinical trial, a single PDS implant performed as effectively as 6 monthly injections of Lucentis. The PDS continually delivered a customized formulation of Lucentis for 6 months without being refilled. The primary outcome measure for the Phase 3 clinical trial was change in best-corrected visual acuity measured by reading letters on an eye chart. SUSVIMO greatly reduces the burden of regular injections to treat wet AMD. REGENXBIO's wet AMD gene therapy moves into phase 3 trial. REGENXBIO, a clinical stage gene therapy biotechnology company, is planning two pivotal phase 3 clinical trials for RGX-314, its gene therapy designed to halt the growth of leaky blood vessels that can cause retinal degeneration and central vision loss in people with the wet form of AMD. Dosing in the first trial, known as Atmosphere, is expected to begin the first quarter of 2021. That's old. The second trial expected to begin the second half of 2021. Participants in the phase 1 and 2 trial for RGX-314 had a significant reduction in their anti-VEGF treatment burden. I'm going to stop reading there. There is more on wet AMD on the Foundation Fighting Blindness website. Usher syndrome research advances. Necuity conducting clinical trial for oral antioxidant therapy. Dallas-based Necuity has launched a phase 1 and 2 clinical trial in Australia for its oral antioxidant therapy. The trial is for people with Usher syndrome. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is investing up to $7.5 million to advance the promising emerging drug for retinitis pigmentosa, Usher syndrome, and related conditions, known as N-acetylcysteine amide, NACA. The molecule is designed to slow vision loss by protecting retinal cells from oxidative stress. In previous foundation-funded lab studies at Johns Hopkins University, NACA slowed retinal degeneration in rodent models of RP. Foundation Fighting Blindness conducting RUSH2A natural study for people with USH2A mutations. The Foundation Fighting Blindness has launched a natural history study for people with mutations in the USH2A gene, which are leading causes of Usher syndrome and retinitis pigmentosa. A major goal of the study, known as RUSH2A, is to better understand the course of vision loss in people with USH2A mutations, so that researchers can design successful clinical trials for potential therapies and identify patients for the treatment studies. More than 100 patients are enrolled at approximately 20 sites in the U.S., Canada, and Europe. Foundation launches USH1F Natural History Study. The Foundation is partnering with the USH1F Collaborative, a family-founded nonprofit driving research for Usher syndrome type 1F, USH1F, to launch a natural history study. The rate of progression in PCDH15-related retinal degeneration in Usher syndrome 1F, RUSH1F. Additional funding for the project will be provided by the Marjorie C. Adams Trust. USH1F is a subtype of Usher syndrome caused by mutations in the gene PCDH15. Atsena Therapeutics developing USH1B gene therapy. Atsena Therapeutics is developing a dual-vector AAV gene therapy for people with mutations in MYO7A, the gene when mutated, causes Usher syndrome 1B. The foundation is funding Atsena through its RD fund, a venture philanthropy fund for emerging therapies in or moving toward clinical trials. Small molecule for USH3A moving toward clinical trial. Dr. Farhan is completing pre-IND toxicity studies to advance a novel small molecule therapy for USH3A into a phase 1 clinical trial. The emerging drug works by stabilizing the misfolded USH3A protein, CLARIN-1, enabling it to better move to its target location in retinal cells, thereby striving to preserve structure and function. Posted October 2023. Also posted October 3rd, Leber congenital amaurosis research advances. FDA approves Spark's vision-restoring gene therapy. Spark Therapeutics' vision-restoring RPE65 gene therapy has received marketing approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, becoming the first gene therapy to gain regulatory approval in the U.S. for the eye or any inherited condition. Known as Luxturna, voretigene neparvovec, VORETIGENENEPARVOVEC. The gene therapy restored vision in a clinical trial for people between the ages of 4 and 44 with Leber congenital amaurosis, LCA, caused by mutations in the gene RPE65. Study participants with severe vision loss reported putting away their navigational canes, seeing stars, being able to read, and recognizing the faces of loved ones. Vision restoration has persisted for at least 3 years. The treatment is also designed to work for people with retinitis pigmentosa, RP, caused by RPE65 mutations. The foundation invested about $10 million in more than a decade of lab research that made possible the RPE65 gene therapy clinical trial at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, CHOP. Gene therapy for LCA1, GUCY2D, improves vision in clinical trial. With funding from the foundation, ATSENA is conducting a phase 1 and 2 clinical trial for a gene therapy for people with LCA caused by mutations in the gene GUCY2D. The 9 patients in the trial receiving the highest dose had improvements in retinal sensitivity and their ability to navigate a low luminance mobility course. The treatment was developed by Shannon Boye, BOYE, PhD, at the University of Florida. Opus Genetics launches LCA5 gene therapy clinical trial. Opus Genetics, a patient-focused gene therapy company launched by the foundation, has moved its lead program, OPGX-001, into a phase 1 and 2 clinical trial at the University of Pennsylvania. OPGX-001 is designed to address mutations in the LCA5 gene, which encodes the libercilin protein. LCA5 is one of the most severe forms of LCA, affecting approximately 1.7 million people. Gene therapy for LCA6, RPGRIP1 mutations. ODYLIA, Odilia, is developing a gene therapy based on an adeno-associated virus for LCA caused by RPGRIP1 mutations. Future plans include generating a clinical-grade gene therapy vector for toxicology studies and ultimately a clinical trial. Dr. Eric Pierce's clinic at Mass Eye and Ear has also identified 7 families with RIP1 mutations. An earlier study showed that gene therapy rescued degenerating rods and cones in a mouse model of the condition. The Foundation Fighting Blindness has also reported several advances in research for dry AMD, one of which follows. The retinal patch performs promisingly in clinical trial for dry AMD. Regenerative Patch Technologies, a company developing stem cell-derived treatments for people with retinal diseases, has reported encouraging results for the first 5 patients with advanced dry age-related macular degeneration, participating in a Phase 1 and 2A clinical trial for its therapy, a patch comprised of a layer of retinal pigment epithelial, RPE, cells on a synthetic scaffold. One patient in the trial had visual acuity improvement of 17 letters, about 3 lines on an eye chart, in her treated eye. 3 patients had vision maintained in their treated eyes. 2 had improved fixation. No evidence of safety issues with the treatment was observed. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. See you next week.